Obituary. Murid Barghouti, The Pain of Displacement. Murid Barghouti, a Palestinian poet, died on February 14th, aged 76.
Gazing in the mirror, Murid Barghouti had no problem with himself. He looked all right, and some girls might even find his grey hair attractive. His spectacles were well made, his temperature precisely 37 degrees. His shirt was ironed, and his shoes did not hurt. There were no cuffs on his wrists, and he had not been fired. He kept his ID papers on him, even at the swimming pool. He had grown used to the presence in his land of the khaki, the Israeli soldiers of occupation. If his dreams had taken the night train, and the train had crashed with none of them surviving, there was still life after death. But was there life before death? His own was in fragments. Ever since the Arab-Israeli War of 1967 had caught him in Cairo, where he was at university, he had been unable to go back to Ramallah, his hometown. Ramallah was now in the occupied West Bank, and Palestine no longer existed. He belonged nowhere. Over the next 30 years, shuttling between Kuwait, Beirut, Jordan, Cairo again, and Budapest, deported or blacklisted as the politics of the region ebbed and flowed, he lived in 46 houses or furnished apartments. He did not own the coffee pots there or the cups. The bed linen was someone else's choice. He chose the ceramic pots for his houseplants, arranged them and washed their leaves carefully with beer. Then he left. He started libraries, since words were his métier, but had to give the books away, keeping only his dictionaries. He became so wary of attachment to a place that when, from 1994, he spent a decent spell in Cairo, his apartment was kept almost bare, ready to pack up.